thought about is that we have when Jesus Christ born. So when he was born to the world, he brought with him peace to the whole world. I have noticed that in our church's worship, we have become more and more active. And I noticed that it's not just time that we come to church to worship. It's time to come in and release our attention, give everything to the Lord so that we can worship him happily and joyfully. I believe as we have noticed on the screen, the PowerPoint, I always tell the pastor that, and I always discuss with our pastor that we should make our worship, Sunday worship, to be, we have to improve on it again and again so that we can give of the best. We can make use of video clips, we can make use of music and a lot of things to make our worship more meaningful. Now let me share with you a conversation between a scholar and a boatman. Once, there was a scholar who boarded a ferry to cross the river. While enjoying the journey, he turned around to ask the boatman. And then, well, as I read this story, I found it interesting. That's why I wanted to share with all of you. So the scholar, while enjoying the scenery, he turned and asked the boatman, "Have you read the Analects?" "No," the boatman answered. Next, well, he said, "Well, sorry, you wasted a third of your life." And after a while, again, he asked the boatman, "Have you ever read the historical records?" "No," replied the boatman. "Then I'm sorry, man, you wasted two-thirds of your life." Suddenly, a squall arose, and the boat was about to capsize. So immediately the boatman asked the scholar, "You ever learn how to swim?" The scholar said, "No." "Then you are definitely going to lose your life. You're going to die." And this is the lesson that we should learn. If one fails to learn the essential lesson in life, he lives his life for nothing. Then this brought me to something when I think about Christmas and think about Jesus Christ. When I first came to church, when I just accepted Christ, I came to church. A lot of things that I've done in the past, I realized that it was wrong, and therefore I learned anew from the church. But before that, let us pray. Lord, we thank you that we are like just like a family as we come before you. So we are so joyful that we can come together to worship you. And today we come to worship you because of the birthday of Jesus Christ. We pray that as the new year, as we are approaching the new year, we pray that you will guide us through the new year because of your love that have led us and protected us so far. Let us continue to worship you. Let us continue to follow you and to learn from you. Lord, let us pray for those brothers and sisters who are out on the road or visiting family. May your spirit continue to dwell in them, to protect them. And we also like to pray for those who have just recently accepted Christ, that you will continue, your spirit will be with them, that you will bless them, so that you will make use of their life to serve you. And we pray that you will bless today's meeting. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I'm going to look at Psalm 103, and I'm going to share from this passage. The very first time when I heard about readings from Psalm 103, I don't even remember after listening to it. But as I study again, now I realize that I like 103. Because it was when Brother Zhao's father was still with us in church, and he wrote something about, he wrote some Chinese literature, and so that we can hang on the wall. He wrote it, "Praise the Lord, my soul." It's only that when I look at his calligraphy that it brings me to God's word. And then I learned that from my heart, I continue to praise the Lord my God. So when I begin to read Psalms 103, it becomes something that really touched my heart. And later on, I realized, hey, I'm not the only one. There are a lot of people who love Psalms 103 as well. Because it is a psalm that the author, the psalmist David, used to praise the Lord God. And later on, when there were other psalmists also follow this theme, it becomes a theme for a lot of psalmists, including our dear King David. So I also heard of a story from a pastor who encountered this sharing with us. He said each time he read Psalms 103, every single sentence, he receives extra blessings from the Word of God. Therefore, Psalm 103 is going to touch our hearts as we spend time reading it. And even many of our prayers, my prayer request is also based on Psalms 103. Well, Psalms is best read when you sound like a sing-song manner. And so let us take a look at Psalms 103. Yeah, Psalms 103 is a very short psalm. It's just a total of just about 22 verses. So I'm going to look at it from three different sections. Section number one is to praise the Lord my soul. Praise the Lord my soul, in all my soul. Well, here, verse 3 tells us that we must use our heart to worship God. We must praise God with all our hearts. Yeah, sometimes it's quite sad to know that when you pray to God, but your heart is not with God, it is not going to work. So when you pray, it is you pray with wholeheartedly. I'm sure there are a lot of people who know that there are a lot of theological points in this psalm, but I'm not going to touch on the theology of this psalm. I will let Pastor do it in the future. But I look at Psalm 103. There are some very important points, and I would like to highlight them to you. Number one, it's praise the Lord, my soul. So it says, praise the Lord, my soul. Forget not all his benefits. What does he mean by benefits? He is reminding us that we must not forget all his benefits because it is all for us. Because he redeems our life from the pit. So now I'm going to touch on briefly on this Psalm 03. So I'm going to talk about in the past when we have sinned against the Lord. So therefore, I want to share with you that when we pray about that, we've sinned against the Lord, and for that reason we should come to the Lord before him and seek for his forgiveness. We all know that as men have all sins and fall short of God's glory. Well, sometimes in the past we said we have sinned, but luckily I'm not caught. But those sins remain in us even after we become Christians, unfortunately. So what you can see in front of somebody is that you can see he's a good person, but deep inside his heart there are still sins in his heart. So therefore, if you look into the news today, there are a lot of crazy news that talk about how sinful, how evil a person can be, even though outwardly he looks fine. So, personally, I believe that it is good that we will know how to use our life to share forth and be witness for Jesus Christ so that you can highlight to other people the light of God that will shine them to the correct path. Now, these are things that sometimes I ask, am I really tooling for following God's guidance as I read his word so that I can be a good example to others? It's not something that you can just show off to people. You have to live it out in your life. So therefore, you have the, if you have the crown of glory, as state, in verse 5, it says, if he satisfies your desires with good things, the good things here refer to us being filled by the Holy Spirit, that your youth is renewed like the eagles after we are being filled by the Spirit of God. So we are like, our life is being renewed like the eagles' lives, you know. So after we are being filled with the Holy Spirit, it's like the journey of our abundant life has just begun. So frankly speaking, my life is just like the life of many others. Yeah, the entire lot of my life is filled with struggle. Yeah, when I was young, I was living in Taiwan. I said, let's get out of Taiwan. Let's go to a new world and have new life. And that was my struggle when I was younger. So my aim in my life has never been clear. I just want to get out of Taiwan and leave behind everything. And my life was living from east to west. And I've been to many places. But now that when I learned that there are people who set their goal of their lives into serving God and to be just a person that's used by God, be someone who is just natural, just a plain person, but worshiping God and allow God to use your life in His ministry. And when I remember my mom and my sisters, when they finally came to the Lord, they said, oh, this is God's providing. God has changed our life and guide us. Now, point number two I want to highlight to you, and that is called, that is from verses 6 to 18. It is called Count Your Blessings. Well, sometimes there are times in my life when very similar to a lot of people. When we come to the country, to this country, many years ago, we look for a job, look for work that we can do to survive. So when I look back, I can truly count the blessings that God has bestowed on my life. Verses 6 to 18 teaches how to count our blessings, because it is very important. So here the psalmist says that the Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. Verse 7 says, He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. Sometimes we may hear some people cursing God in the street, in the town, everywhere. Yeah, sometimes God has given us His rules and regulations for us not to bind us under His rules and regulations, but to make it a guidance for us to live our lives so that we will not anger God in our lives, so that we will not be leaving God behind and live our own life, our ways. It's just like that when God, you know, allows, seeing the Israelites were having trouble, God knows it. So Moses informed His people, do not anger our Lord. Now, He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. God does not hate His people, even though they have betrayed Him many times. For as high as the heavens are above earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, He has removed our transgressions from Him. You see how God provides for His people even though they have sinned against Him continually. People sometimes say, well, the Psalms talks about joys and peace in us, which is correct. If you know the Lord, you will know that we deserve to die times over, and yet God allow us to live, God continue to live us. Therefore, because of His, because that He has forgiven us, He's forgiven, His forgiveness make us His children. And therefore, we must praise Him. We must rejoice in His word. And then I want you to take a look at verse 11. It says, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him." And verse 12 says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us." Now we even sing hymns of these words, that these great promises of God. And then verse 13 says, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him." Verse 14 says, "For He knows who we are from. He remembered that we are from dust." We actually, He knew, God knew that what are we made of. We are from the dust of the earth. We really are nothing to God. And yet, He loves us. So today, if you look at our life, we may be, we didn't worth much to the Lord in the eyes of the Lord, but yet He loves us so much. We have finally become, we have received His salvation. He has taken out of the dust and He made it His blessings and made us His children so that we can continue to be loved by Him. We have closed the relationship with God. And for the past few verses, we talk about how is the status of man before God. From verse 15 onward, He says, "The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the fields." So it's just like sometimes when we shake the gospel with people, people just don't like it. They don't care. They do not realize that their life is so short until they learn that unless they learn that how much God loved them. And sometimes when we shave the people and they refuse to accept Christ, except to listen, even to listen to the gospel, sometimes you feel sad for them. Yeah, so that's why verse 15 talks about that our life is compared to just the grass and the flowers of the field. Yet, when the wind blows away, it is gone. But 17 says, "But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him. But and His righteousness with His children's children." And verse 18 says, "With those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts." So see, God's love for mankind is from everlasting to everlasting, to one generation to another generation. So you can see that because of God's love, our generations after generations will have a peaceful life. And of course, verse 18 says that those who keep His covenant and those who obey His precepts, they will receive the same blessings. And here it points out that what are God's rules, God's laws. It is important that we are not just to follow the laws, the rules and the regulations. We are supposed to have God's word. We are supposed to keep God's word in our hearts so that it becomes part of us, so that we will not sin against Him. So let's take a look, since we're talking so much about the grace of God, let's take a look at numerous benefits of that grace brings about us. Number one, the first thing about grace, we receive salvation through grace. Yeah, Ephesians 2 tells us, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And it is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God." So it is the grace that we talk about in the Bible is not just something that you read about. It is something that you can receive. Yeah. So it is the only way to heaven is through the door of grace. Grace is not earned. Grace, you cannot work at it. Neither can you purchase it, because it is freely given to you. Yeah, verse 9 tells us, Ephesians 2, verse 9 says, not by works, so that no one can boast. It is not a gift from yourself. It is the gift of God. So, look at it. What are the people that God chosen? God chose every one of us. He chose the sinners so that they may be saved. So those who have been called and saved by God, that's why their lives will transform. Second benefit is forgiven by grace. As a Christian, the most important thing for us is to realize that we have been forgiven by the grace of God. Well, just look at this. Now, there are a lot of things that people in the world that when they are not forgiven, they do not feel grateful. But for us Christians, when God forgives us, He will forgive us forever. It's not like the mankind where I forgive you for a condition, or even about between husband and wife, we forgive one another if you first love me, I have a condition there, and it's conditional love. But God's grace is unconditional. Yeah, here in Isaiah 43, I am He who blot out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. This is all about forgiveness. Number three is that we are sustained by grace. Philippians 2:13 says, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose. And this is a very important verse. Because God never asks you to accomplish something without first empowering Him. Empowering you, I mean. In Philippians, that's what it is. This is known as grace in Philippians 2:13. Now here it shows us that God is very... God sustains us. God continues to provide us the strength to live on for Him. And He will always give us the power to sustain us as we go through all those difficult times in life. Now, there are many examples in life that we can see. I still remember a long time ago when we were working with the computers many, many years ago. We looked at when we have to type in our commands. So because of that, so make it very difficult. You have to study how to write programs before you can do the software. But nowadays, look at the computer of nowadays. It is so user-friendly. Yeah, we can use PowerPoint to show all those things on the screen. It can be compared to what God is doing in life. God will not make us do something that we are not capable of. He will always provide us with His grace enough for us to do those things in our lives so that we can serve Him in the fields. And sometimes I wonder, how come I start listening to English songs when I was in my teenage years, and until today I still don't know much about English. I guess because God did not provide me with the wisdom in that area. But as you progress in your spiritual life, as your relationship with God gets better and better, you will realize that God has provided you with the capability to do what He wants you to do. Next, we are all healed by grace. The psalmist says in 147 verse 3, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. So I recorded, there are so many of us in the church, and we have been in church for many, many years. sometimes I we realize that when there were people who have grudges another one of, against one another, but after they have become Christians, after their sins have been forgiven, sometimes they realize that they have some grudges against somebody or with somebody. They actually made phone call to them to apologize over the phone and say, I am sorry for what I did to you last time. So as Christians, as men became Christians, God healed their broken hearts and bind up their wounds, they become renewed and they're healed by God's love. So all these healings, only you can, you yourself can realize it in the depth of your heart. So each time when you are healed, your heart will regain its best, and you begin to have that love to help others who have experienced, who are experiencing what you used to have experienced before. Well, I have worked in the restaurant business for over 30 years, and therefore I fully empathize for those people who still work in the restaurant today. I know what they went through, what they think, what they have been going through in life, all the difficulties that they have faced today even. So in that kind of situation, I fully empathize with the people. I have been healed from that, and so therefore I want them to be healed from that kind of situation as well. So that's why I want to use my knowledge to help a lot of others, brothers and sisters in the restaurants, to do that. Next, we are liberated by grace. Verse 28 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So this, I recall that when I first became a Christian, I realized that first I was burdened by a lot of things in the past. But as I was saved by grace, and as I became a Christian, I realized that I have been released, liberated from all those bondage of sins, and therefore then day by day, my church, my life began to change. Of course, it's not that the moment you became Christ, you'll be completely liberated, and you'll be 100%, 180 degrees changed. It's going to be a step-by-step change of a lifestyle. So learn to study God's Word, and bit by bit, my life evolved as I was liberated from sins. So sometimes, and even when you, so I have learned from my experience that when I go and share this great news of salvation to the people, sometimes I don't just go alone, I bring along someone together. So, and with the witnesses, we can share the gospel of God and how I once was, and now that I have been liberated, released from sin, I have changed into a different person. And therefore, Matthew chapter 11, is 28 to 30, is the Bible verses that I always refer to. Because God says, for my soul is easy, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Of course, people may argue, well, there's rules and regulations inside and both outside the church. And I agree to that. So sometimes non-Christians may look at, oh, you're a Christian, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. So that itself, isn't that a burden? But I don't agree. Because as we believe in Christ, we have been saved, we have received the freedom so that we have the freedom to do what I want to do and not to do what I don't want to do. So Here, so sometimes in my life, when I began to transform as I have received Christ into my life, I began to look back, and then I realized that, for example, in the past, I look upon things, hey, this is not something that I want to do. I'm the boss of a restaurant. I'm high above, and I'm not going to do this. I will let my employee do this. But after becoming a Christian, I realized that I am just like them, a person that's loved by God, and what they can do, I can also do. So I've learned as a Christian that I must be more creative in my life, and I should take the initiative in my life to do things that is pleasing to God, so that I can be a witness to the Lord Jesus Christ in front of those of my employees, so that they can see the Lord Jesus in my life. And next, we are in a time of, we learn how to count God's blessings. So the next thing I'm going to touch on is talents empowered by God, by grace. Now, how come we have the strength to do all those things after we become Christians? Because God has given it to us. God has empowered each one of us with the ability to accomplish a certain task. So we must use it accordingly, as in Romans 12:6. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. Well, I'm not talking about we are trying to compete with one another as we try to serve the Lord in our church. No. God gives us different gifts. So in different areas, we can use those gifts to serve the Lord Jesus. I remember that I've heard about there are some Christians who asked a certain pastor, say, hey, how come we have heard people say some people love to listen to this pastor's preaching, some people they prefer the other preacher's preaching, so they ask their own pastor, so why is this happening? But this is the man of God with wisdom says, well, that's got nothing to do with God and His words. It's all because of men's weaknesses. That's why they went after this pastor or go after that pastor. Now next is used by grace. God uses us to accomplish His will among the world. Not because we are good, but because it is entirely of His grace. This is Ephesians 3:7 says, I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of His power. No one can boast of His great of His capability, because it is grace from God that makes us a servant of this gospel. So therefore, each time when we want to do something, we do it to the best of ability. As we do something, it is the ministry in our life to serve our God, so do it to the best that you can. I remember I have shared with you before there, downtown, I have seen a lot of very poor kids living downtown. And because of the situation, they complain about their skin color, they complain about the financial situations, they complain about life. So I try to share with them that God's grace is for every one of us. All we need to do is to become a servant of His gospel and to share His grace so that everybody will be saved. And the next, there's a change due to grace. Look at the last 2 years. Pastor and I have served together for the last 2 years. I've learned a lot of other men of God that also talk about during these last 2 years of the pandemic, that a lot of even men, pastors and full-time workers, they complain, oh, during the pandemic it's so tough and so difficult. But by the grace of God, our mind must is being transformed, we must live a life that's being renewed every day. We must not be the rest, be like the rest of the world, complain and complain. But therefore, do not be like this world. Do not be conformed to the world. Yeah, so that when we do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. I remember that people, the elderly among us, in the past they don't like using the computer. They would rather read a book. They rather have a book holding a book in their hand to read. They don't like the e-book or reading from the tablets. I remember when I was younger, same thing. We have developed this kind of a habit that we only feel comfortable with what we have. Things that are new to us, we don't feel comfortable, and therefore we try to refrain from doing things. But I tell you, nowadays it's different. As long as we live, we must adapt to the change in the world. We must learn, adapt to use those new gadgets and electronics that is around us so that we can better ourselves, we can equip ourselves for the Lord's service. I've even seen people like my mother-in-law, she's 80 years old and she started to use a cell phone and learn how to use a tablet. And lastly, the last point I want to touch upon is maturity through grace. Because of God's grace, God makes us more Christ-like, not because we deserve it. It is entirely because of His grace. So 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." And my life, what I have experienced is the same thing. In the past, I know I like photography, but I don't know much until I learned have a good camera in my hand and I began to use the new technology that I'm learning. This shows that God's grace is sufficient for every one of us. He saves us, He gives us grace so that we should accept how to learn in our life so that we can be a channel of blessings to serve Jesus. And one thing that I've learned throughout is that we should connect with God. As we connect with the Lord, our life will be different. We will be more like Christ as we live our life according to His teachings. So all these things come into our life because right from the beginning when we accept Christ into our life as our Savior, our life transform and change, and therefore we are willing to learn new things to serve the Lord. I remember Pastor Abraham Chang shared with me. He said when he sees something that is new, he will collect all the information and the data, and then he will analyze those things, and then he will analyze it, and then he will see what is good and what is not good. And then he will spend time looking through them, filter them, the good he will use, the not good one, the bad one, he will leave them behind. That's how he learned. And then he wrote it down in pages of those, so that this is what he is going to be. So the things that he learned from his life, he put it down on paper. And when I work today, as I work with Pastor Fang, I also realized that Pastor Fang also has things that he really put his heart in doing something. He will work very hard, especially on things that Pastor Fang himself does not know. And so I cooperate with him and we work together as a team and we learn a lot of things in our lives. Well, somebody said, well, if you are so good in all these things, maybe you'll be good in business. But I don't think so. I think God gave us a gift because he wants us to use this gift into serving him. So everyone has a gifting from God to serve him in respective fields. And my main point number three is about God's authority from verses 19 to 22. It talks about God's authority. So sometimes we talk about, let's look at verse 19. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. His kingdom rules over. So he's talking about, so praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his words. So here is obey that. You must, those who do his biddings, those who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his wills. 22, praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. So we can see here he refers to powerful angels must praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts must do his will. And these heavenly hosts includes all the angelic beings. It also includes all the created beings in his dominion. They must all praise the Lord. Therefore, all his people must do likewise. Who? People. God's own children. That includes all of us. We must all praise the Lord. And I remember during the past 2 years of the pandemic, we have encountered a lot of difficulties, but yet, during these difficult times, we learn to praise the Lord. We learn to give thanks for all the things that we have, been blessed, and we give thanks to even those difficult things that we have. Now, during the past 2 years of the pandemic, I noticed God's many blessings among us. Brothers and sisters obediently avail themselves to be used by the Lord in various ministries. I cannot keep on counting. There were so many brothers and sisters that came to the church during the weekend to help clean up the church, to help remodel the church, to make our church a safer place to worship. If the church member did not come back and serve the Lord by cleaning up the church, I tell you, our church would be so dirty, so filthy. Because of the love of brothers and sisters, they are willing to come back to serve God, and they avail themselves obediently in all kinds of different ministries. So Pastor Fang quietly counted God's blessings among you. It's not easy, but Pastor Fang, he really have noticed. He said he interceded on your behalf. And the more he gives thanks, the more people offer themselves to the Lord. And I'm sure you notice our pastor by now. He does not only count the blessings that God has bestowed on us, he also counts the blessings through our own membership. And then when he saw the blessings from God and the blessings among our brothers and sisters, he became even more wholeheartedly to serve God. It encourages him to rejoice as he faithfully serves alongside all of you. And so since last July, Pastor Fang began working on a series of short video clips for Living Hope International. Now, he has made over 80 episodes. Each time we began the recording, I remember I and Pastor, we prayerfully ask God to make us a channel of blessings. I tell you, many times we have brothers and sisters who have left our church because they have, due to reason of work, or they have moved for some other reasons. I thank and praise for them that they have been living quite healthy and faithfully serving the Lord no matter which state they have gone to. And then through our website, we have a lot of former brothers and sisters who still come back to our website to visit our websites to learn about the news of what is happening in our church. And because of we have brothers and sisters who are in the IT field, they spend a lot of time helping to equip our website so that our website is now turned actually quite semi-professional. And look at Brother Phil, he has helped us with the lightings of the church a lot to remodel our church. And he's quite professional in doing this, repairing that. So look at our church nowadays. It's been repainted, it has been many places that were broken down, has been fixed. And then we have other brothers who help with our TV system, our PA system, our lighting systems. And sometimes we have, and then when Pastor Fang worked with this group of brothers and sisters, so he received insight how we're going to work going forward next year and the year beyond. How are we going to equip our church to be better to serve the Lord? So therefore, I was to learn from him and I began to get more equipment installed in our church to help with our video, making our video clips more and more professional. I tell you, please never look down on your gifts. Never say that, oh, I'm not gifted in this area. Because I remember that many years ago we have a pastor who worked for us, who came and served in our church. Whenever we assign him some duties to work, we are so surprised that always he found someone else in our church who can work with him to make that happen. So he is gifted in looking for people in our church who has received talents from God to serve in certain respective areas. So because he believes that God has given every one of us gifts and talents, it's just that we did not realize it. And so it's important for the church leaders to go and look into the life of brothers and sisters and to help them realize the gift and the talent that God has given us so that more we can work together to serve our Lord Jesus. So sometimes I jokingly tell our pastor, every one of us in a church, we got to help them. We've got to use all the resources that we have to involve our church members so that we can serve the Lord. And that's why we came up with this Joy Station, this station of joy, the video clips. So we use this clip using anecdotes and funny stories to share the gospel with other people. And now we also have the another video clip that is called Courage Forward, especially aiming Christians in everywhere over. So as they watch this video clip, it's a short one, but it encourages brothers and sisters to be faithful to develop their spiritual life. So therefore, most important, we need to reach out to more people. And I realize that our dear Pastor Fang, he has new ideas every day. He has new scripts every day. He is filled with insights from God. And sometimes early in the morning, he will come up and then he'll pen down all the ideas, visions that he received from God. And therefore, he has so many ideas for many, many episodes to come. But due to his faithfulness in serving using these video clips on the web, on online, a lot of people have been reached through his two video clips, the Joy Station and the Courage to Move Forward, two episodes. Then all we did is just to give away to people these two websites and let them go home and go on to the computer or the smartphone or the tablets. Just type in the name of these two channels and they will be able to see wonderful video clips of how God has transformed people's life. Don't look down upon this, the effect of this social media. It is very, very powerful. It can reach to thousands of souls much better than we can do just on the platform of the pulpit. Because sometimes when people watch this video clip, it will move them to think about something and it will directly affect their life. Those words, those songs in the video clips will touch the deep into their hearts, and that is how God transformed their life. Look at this. Look at how our membership have been transformed during the pandemic. We have involved a lot of brothers into different various ministries. I truly believe that God will make use of each of us as long as we avail ourselves. God will use us to serve Him. God will use us to do anything according to your capability. So when we can see from the strong point of human beings, we can see how God is going to use each one of us to serve Him. Yeah, and then it's quite the more we learn to praise God, the more He will bless us. And then in order for us to truly praise the Lord, we must experience healing to appreciate others. As you minister and witness to others, you extol the Lord. So let's all together, let us join together and count our blessings. As we share the blessings that God has bestowed on our lives, we will get closer and closer to God. And now we are approaching the end of the year. Looks like, actually, even though it was during the pandemic, it seems that we were constrained to move from one place to another. Actually, we do have the freedom to move around. I hope that next year, as Brother James used to say, that next year we will have a new pastor for the youth, and together we are looking forward to have a new partner to help us to reach out to the young people. And actually, we actually praise God for this young man. Even during this time, this busy time of the year, he's willing to move his family, his wife and his two young children, to move to our city, and together we can join hands to serve the Lord together. Yes, so therefore let us learn to practice the gifts, the talents that He has placed in our lives, so that we can become very effective in serving the Lord in the new year 2022. I believe that if you come to church and serve the Lord, none of us will be left behind. God will definitely use each one of us in the ministry as the big, so that we can be part of this big family. Now, as we are serving God in His kingdom on earth, one day we will serve His kingdom in heaven. We always pray about that His will work among us today. So this is God's will, that together we will enjoy and work together to serve Him with the talents that we have received from God. So if you have forgotten what grace has been us, at least remember that God is with us. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You that God, You have been with us and You have blessed us. For even though we were sinful, we were sinners, and our sinful attitudes and behaviors, we are supposed to be not here. Yet today You have forgiven our sins. You have saved us from damnation, just so that we can be redeemed. And therefore, we are able to become the light of the world. And before you return, we will be light up this world so that it will not be as bad. Because of your love among us, we are able to experience what your will is for us on earth as it is in heaven. Nevertheless, remind one another that deep in the bottom of our hearts, we want to continually praise the Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's Welcome those who are here for the very first time. Do you have anybody, a visitor? If there is, please introduce yourself that we may get to know you better. Thank you for your sharing. Is there anyone else? Again, I would like to thank all of you, all members, that for the past year, that your faithful donations and offerings to the church to help us through. So you let us pray for the offerings today. Lord, as you humbly born into the chamber, you have demonstrated to us the importance of giving. When you heal the sicknesses, once again you demonstrate the importance of offering. Especially when you give up your life on the cross, You ultimately demonstrate the love that God has for mankind. Lord, your birth onto this earth is to offer. Therefore, through your life, you want us to understand this. Well, we were saved, we were called because you wanted to be gifted in this area of offering. Therefore today, may you be pleased by our offerings. because it is from the depth of our heart. Therefore, may your Spirit guide the leaders of the church as to how they make use of the collections to serve you in various ministries, so that your kingdom may be glorified, so that your name will also be glorified. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Call upon Brother Jack Chu to offer the benediction. Please all rise. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you. Let us learn how to give thanks at the end of the year. Even though the world has been topsy-turvy, and yet you have brought us through. You have shown us that we should be renewed in our understanding. And you lead us to understand that you did not teach us something that is glorious. You have taught us how we should live our lives so that we can love one another. This is the family that you have lived on earth. And you have ruled over us so that we can be your children. Give us a vision as we approach the new year. Whether we are at home or we are out on the road, please may your peace be with us. And finally, may the blessings of God and His love be with you until ever, forever. Amen. I want more item to announce. There are some points Christmas plans that we have here. If you like, you can bring it home. If you've seen the leaves that's on the floor, please pick them up.